Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, Momo, you've piqued my curiosity, shall we say,
that
you've got,
what is this
you've got a
story
for us
here.
All right, so about 3 a.m. Saturday night, our power goes off, which we can tell because all the baby monitors announce it.
Okay.
Right? We've had an interruption where you will not be able to hear your crying children, right? We have like two of the monitors, right? And we both are like, oh, okay, well, they'll be all right, you know, I guess so. So
babies did survive pre-monitors.
Yeah, and also like my husband just went in the other room so he could hear him.
Sure.
You know? And he was like, you sleep, honey. I went to sleep. Because he goes to sleep early, so it wasn't that big a deal. Anyway, we're like, oh, how long is this going to take, right? Well, we have a Tesla. This is the 1% part.
Uh-oh.
We have a Tesla Powerwall. This was something that we invested in during the pandemic.
Wow.
For just such a situation. We were like, should we get one of those loud generators that come on
sure.
when your power goes off? Or should we get like the newfangled Tesla Powerwall that everyone's talking about?
So it's like
right?
a solar cell that stores power?
Yeah, it stores power. And okay. it's supposed to like when your power, and it's also supposed to be
eco-friendly,
right?
It's like a
right?
generator.
It's like a generator,
it takes your
except
neighbor's
really
power.
Quiet. Yeah.
But it doesn't run on gas.
Right, and okay. if you criticize it, it bans you. I was kidding. So that was a meta joke there. You'll get it
okay.
in about 1 minute.
It'll come back. Not
sure. Yeah,
it's awfully early for me to get a joke.
Okay, so it just didn't even come on at all. And I go, what happened to the power wall? It's supposed to come on when our power goes out. Nevin goes out there. It's like something tripped the switch, and it was not storing power for like months, and it was never going to come on. And I was like, well, it's supposed to like alert you when that happens.
Yeah,
what's
you get
the
a
point
notification?
Of this thing? Like, what is the point? And I was like, okay, well, whatever. How long is the power really going to be out? They said 3 p.m. I go, that's a long time.
And it went out at 3 a.m.?
Yeah, it went out at 3 a.m. Okay, 3 p.m. comes. It's not back on. Now it's getting cold and dark, okay? Because if, you know, you can open the windows for a while and just be like, whatever, we won't use a microwave. But now it's getting dark, and then we call the DWP and say, oh, it's going to be 3 a.m.
So 24 hours without
power. Yeah, it's going to be 24
wow.
hours.
Did a tree land on your lines or
no,
something?
No, it's like the whole neighborhood. So I go to Lowe's, and I'm like, it's 3 p.m., and I'm like, look, I got this stupid power wall. It doesn't work. What should I do? Like, what kind of generator can I get right now that will at least let me turn on a space heater in the baby's room? Mm. Like, literally, like, we just need to power a couple of few little things, like the refrigerator and the space heaters, okay?
Right, right.
And so I get this, like, generator, and I'm, like, old school with the, like, extension cords.
Those things
like,
are huge. How big of a generator did you get?
It was a big generator.
Was it, like, a gas generator?
Yeah, it's a gas generator.
So
like, I went analog.
76.
Wow.
Like, fill the generator with gas.
Yes, yeah, stop at the gas station and get some gas for this thing. And it's like
all for just like 5 more hours.
Yeah. But like it's the like
no,
it's
to.
The baby.
It's the baby.
So
yeah.
Then I was like, should we just go to my mom's house at this point? You know, but I feel like we're gonna load everything up and
then the power is gonna
it's
come
gonna
on.
Come back on, yeah. Which is exactly what happened. I got everything set up.
Did
I had
you?
Like
okay,
my,
I got a question.
I had the neighborhood friend. I was like, should we go to a hotel? Should we go to my mom's house? Like at what point like if it was just dark, I'd be like, okay, whatever, we'll just use flashlights. But it's like 40 degrees. Cool. Like, I got a
you should have just knocked on Mason's
you know?
Door
yeah.
and just have the whole family. Guys were coming in.
Oh, sure. I wasn't even home. You could have used the house.
So is your power wall operational again?
Well, we got to get the company to come out. Because that's the other thing with Tesla. There's no customer service. Like, you can't call anybody.
Tweet Elon.
Tweet.
Just tweet Elon.
I don't want to mess with that. I'll get banned.
Dear Elon.
You'll get banned.
Why does it? All right. So that was very 1%. Like, I can't really have a very honest conversation about, oh, my Tesla Powerwall didn't come on, right? Like, nobody's really going to sympathize with that.
No, a lot of people sending their thoughts and prayers.
Are you going to return the generator once the Powerwall gets...
I think I'm going to keep it because I don't trust the Powerwall anymore.
Yeah.
At this point...
She's going to have regular power, Tesla Powerwall, generator. You should put some solar panels on your roof just to be sure.
Yeah, why not?
We do. They're supposed to feed into the Powerwall.
If it's got a 30-day return policy... Weather will get better within the next 25 days.
Yeah. The grease all
no,
over the motor.
No, like literally, I stopped at the gas station. I was like, I had a gas can, and I'm like driving around with 5 gallons of gas in this gas can, and I'm like, man, if I this is like,
glad you survived.
Yeah, I know. It's quite the ordeal.
What a week.
I love thoughts and prayers, right?
What a week.
I really should have just gone to my mom's house.
People are saying thoughts and prayers.
That's
thoughts and prayers.
Have you guys ever taken a vacation where you go to do one very specific thing and don't get to do that very specific thing?
No, but I heard yours kind of went that way.
Tell me.
So I went to Bandon, Oregon this last weekend and the prior 3 or 4 days
is
leading
up to that near
the
Dark Cave?
I don't know what the Dark Cave is.
That's where Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, I don't know. No, I don't know if it's the. But it's a little bit north of the California border. It's on the coast, and it's a world class golf destination.
Oh, cool.
However,
that has like a 2 year. You said
2 years booked out.
Wow. Yeah. So you booked it a long time ago.
My buddy Ryan did it. We
and
went
you
for his dad.
Late February was a good time of year.
It's the only time we could get it. It's the only time it worked
probably
in their
the
schedule.
The only reason that was available.
So, but to your point, you're not wrong. I was telling Al like for a month leading up to this, I'm like, man, Bandon and Oregon in February, this could be a mess. It snowed more or less from the moment we got there until Friday night. We got to play Saturday. That resort's been there for nearly 25 years,
right?
It had never been closed 2 days in a row because
first
of snow. First time.
Wow.
Ever
what luck.
20, right? First time in 12 years it had been closed for any reason, and that was just for one day. We go all the way up there. We got one round of golf in 4.5 days. It was
damn.
A great round of golf, but a total bust on the weather.
Wow, that's too bad.
Have you ever done that where you had a specific task and you just couldn't get to it?
Honestly, I've been lucky, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know, this happens
on Below Deck all the time.
I'm sure it does.
Like, they go sailing, and these people pay gazillions of dollars for this, like, 3-day yacht trip, and it'll just be, like, really windy and cold and rainy
just
the whole time.
Throwing up the entire time.
No,
the
they just stay.
Slide
no, they just
that's
never
all
leave the boat.
The inflatable slide they have on those
They
boats.
Just stay on the boat the whole time. They never go out to sea. They just, they literally turn the boat into a hotel.
Again, thoughts and prayers.
So, so far, this is what we have. We have. The Tesla generator. Tesla generator. We have the resort that you have to book out 2 years in advance.
Yeah. We are so relatable right now.
Yeah, we get each other.
You got a story that matches to any of this?
I had an all-around pretty good weekend.
Yeah.
You went to the desert?
I went to the desert, saw Mom. And not stepdad Leo. I actually had a date with my mom.
I like that.
Oh.
Which was really, really cool.
Oh, I think I heard the promo
dinner?
On this.
Yeah, we went to lunch.
Okay.
Went to the casino, went to Agua Caliente, played the slots for a while, then went to lunch, then went shopping, and then finally went to see Cocaine Bear. Because everybody's mom wants to see Cocaine Bear. Which was actually really a fun movie.
Can I ask a question?
It was a really nice day.
Is the Cocaine Bear like exactly what it sounds like?
Exactly. Oh. There's never been a more literal title than Cocaine Bear.
I was
a
like,
bear
is that
on blow?
Are you intrigued?
I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
Like I thought, I was like, that's not really what it's about, is it? And then I saw like the poster, and it's like a bear with
a bear
some
that
blow.
Eats a bunch of cocaine. Yeah. Right?
Imagine funny Jaws in a forest. That's basically what you got.
This sounds like a classic stoner movie.
O'Shea Jackson Jr. is in it.
He's
great
in it.
Yeah, okay. He's fantastic.
You really should have been in this. This sounds like your kind
Cocaine
of cameo.
Bear, absolutely. Directed by Elizabeth Banks. Did really well this weekend. I thought it was
super fun. They killed it this weekend.
Even my mom loved it.
She did.
Really?
Yeah, she loved it because it's funny.
I am team Kerry Russell, so I'm intrigued by this portion of it.
She was good, Yeah,
I like her. I like Margo Martindale.
You got to guess who the survivors are going to be
at
the end of the day.
Oh, is it kind of like you don't want to be Quint? You want to be Captain Brody?
Correct. Yeah. Correct. It is like that. It is like that.
Okay, I did not see it.
Okay.
I went to the theaters, and it dominated. There was literally, I was telling Trav, the lobby of the theater had a person dressed up in a bear, and everybody's taking the photos,
really?
Everybody's putting everything on social, all that stuff. And people were pretty wild, this, that. I'm like, can I get a water, some popcorn? I'm going to go see the movie. I'm going to ask you a question on this one. Have you seen this or no? Have you seen they do the short films?
The
Oscar-nominated
short films or animated films, yeah.
Have you seen them?
I've not seen them this year.
Okay, so I went, I didn't even know this existed. So it's like 5 movies in one.
Yeah.
So you're seeing basically...
So did you see the live action or the animated?
I saw the live action.
Live action, okay.
Live action. So you're getting like 18 minutes in one.
That's
maybe
good.
25 for another. Maybe this goes back to our short attention span.
Right.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Just kind of give me a little bit. But they were all really good.
Yeah.
Which one did you like the best?
Okay, this one was a little bit more... I don't know if tougher to watch is the right way to put it. Some of them were funny. Some of them were a little bit tougher to watch.
Right.
There's one called The Red Suitcase.
Okay.
Have you heard of that
one? No.
Okay, Red Suitcase. I want to kind of give it up, but just to kind of give the storyline to it.
Yes.
Girl, 16 years old,
mm-hmm.
On a plane, getting off of the plane, and you're just starting to kind of get the storyline of where she's going. She's
right.
talking to her dad on the phone. She's not going to where you know, all the guests are going to meet the people that are coming. Why? Because she's 16 years old, and it's an arranged marriage, and she is trying really hard to avoid the person who does not know what she looks like, doesn't know like anything.
Oh, that's funny.
It's pretty
yeah.
fascinating.
Yeah, okay.
Pretty fascinating. Yeah.
Was that the one that was in English?
Did not expect a synopsis of one of the live-action shorts nominated for Academy Award.
All of them are so random, but really good.
Yeah.
All of them are really good
cool.
storylines.
Yeah, no, it's yeah. fun to do that. Yeah.
Did you want them to be longer?
That's a good question.
Can I tell you something? What's kind of funny, and I'll use that one as an example. When that one was done, the Red Suitcase, in my mind, I'm like, you can go another hour on this easily, and I'm in.
Right.
Like, for most of them, I thought you can go a lot longer because they're so short that it just gives you an appetizer and that's all you get. Yes, to answer your question, I wanted to go longer.
Hmm.
So we had an Ask Slee today.
Yeah.
That was if you were going to do a memoir of somebody here at 710, you're going to write it. You're gonna, and you, but you can't pick yourself.
Right.
Who would you want to write about? I picked you,
question.
By the way.
Thank you.
Because you
interest me. It's an odd life. It's an odd life. Who would be a good subject for a memoir? I will say probably Kaplan.
Yeah, I was going to say Cap is actually
Kaplan
an
also
one too.
Has lived a weird existence. He's an odd dude. I'm sure he's got great
that's
stories
to tell.
Yeah,
that's what makes memoirs interesting,
yeah,
right? It's
yeah.
not that everything goes according to plan. It's,
yeah, it's when
it goes off
when
plan.
Things go
yeah.
wrong. Yeah.
yeah.
How would your memoir be?
Very boring.
Very boring.
Very boring. I've been when I went
Fernando
on your podcast.
Night. Yeah.
I've been the luckiest guy in the world.
You were like the most normal person from the station on my podcast.
I think so.
Yeah.
Right?
You were like just straight up middle of the fairway.
I went, my mom and dad love each other and loved me and my brother, took good care of us. I went to high school, college, got a job, and I work.
Yeah.
And I started a family.
It's good.
That's
where's
what it
the
was.
Angst?
Yeah.
Yeah, there
I,
is
I'm,
no
I'm
angst,
relatively
really.
Angst-free.
So Mace is like, on his podcast, he's kind of like Roy Firestone. Like,
a little.
I'm going to make you cry.
Yes.
I'm going to find.
Did you
break
down?
Oh, yeah. You got me to cry.
I got pretty good.
Yeah,
you got me. He's good at that. He like, at some point, it's like the scene in the Agent movie, Jerry Maguire.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, Roy?
Yeah.
You're going to get me.
You know,
I wasn't going to cry.
You know, the most Sliwa had one of the most interesting podcasts. I found out stuff I never knew about Sliwa.
Made it all up.
The king of El Cajon. The king of El Cajon.
Who would you write about, Momo?
At our station, who would I write about? I think Mace is probably the right answer.
Yeah.
There's a lot behind the curtain.
Yeah, there is a lot behind the curtain.
There's
would
a lot behind
open
the
up
curtain.
For a memoir? Yeah. Would you spill it all?
I probably would. It's such
like
a
pretty
specific
open.
Audience. I mean, I think people know a lot. You're like, a lot is behind the curtain. I don't know that there's that much behind the curtain.
Oh, I could get you there.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
All right, that's coming up.
All right, that's 10%.
I can make you cry, Steve Mason.
I get the agent fee. Super Crosstalk is powered by In-N-Out Burger.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, my God.
Ah! Ah! That Pepe drop will never get old, will it?
No.
It is the best. It is the best.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
There we go. Double
hey,
Pepe.
Hey, John, wake up. Pay attention.
Yes. Yes. So, Momo, how you doing? Good
I'm
afternoon,
good.
Everybody. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Look at you in not sweatpants and no hat.
I know.
With a haircut.
What do you think of the no hat thing?
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
The only thing is, when you have the headset on, you can't see the cool.
Yeah, but I mean, you know. Should I tell? I'm not going to tell that story.
Go ahead. You started.
Should I tell that story?
Yeah, go ahead. I mean, you were going to tell the story no matter what.
Should I tell the one that I was going to...
I mean, I wouldn't tell the whole thing. I would just tell like the main points.
Okay. Here we go. So, guy who cuts my hair.
Okay.
Person who cuts my... Let's just say it's a person cuts my hair. And went to him for years and years. Went to this person for years and years. Obviously, it's a him. And he tells me when I get my hair cut that he's got a carry permit. So I'm like, so wait a minute. He's got a gun.
Oh.
While I can never go back to. I feel like I can never go back to that guy again. Would you go?
No.
Yeah, see, I
don't want to be involved in that.
No, probably not. But you also, it was at his house,
it
right?
It was at his house.
So he
still,
can do whatever he wants.
He can do whatever he wants. But I just assume it when I go to the place where he cuts hair, I assume he's going to be packing.
Yeah.
He's going to be cutting my hair. He's going to be packing. Isn't I don't this, think I can do that.
Isn't this the same guy that you broke up with
I
once?
I did break up with him once.
And you went back to him?
Went back to him. We've got an on and off toured affair.
So are you going to go back to him again?
No, I'm off.
That's it.
I mean,
I'm
the
out.
Truth is there's a lot of other hair cutters.
Of course there are. Of course
a lot of other
are.
People you can find.
But you know what? When you get your hair cut, isn't it nice to be able to sit down? You don't have to say anything. You've been with them for long enough that they just sit down and do your stuff.
Yeah.
That's all I want.
That's all I want.
I don't want a conversation. I don't want to talk about, you know, your friends and your motorcycles I mean, and your, obviously I'm talking about
fine.
A particular, I don't care. I don't, just cut my hair.
Yeah, I know, I get it.
Do you have that relationship with your
now
stylist?
I do. Yeah. So I moved to a different stylist recently.
Oh.
During the pandemic, that was like my opportunity, okay. You know? And
wow.
I had been with the same lady forever and ever and ever. She didn't do anything wrong,
mm-hmm.
But I felt like my hair got more complicated because I started getting grays. As well. And I felt like, you know, I need to do the roots and I need to do the highlights. And it was just a lot. And I didn't feel as confident that she could do that. And I wanted to try something new. So
yeah.
Now I go to the fancy Sally Hershberger salon in West Hollywood. Cause I was like, I need to like get,
right.
I mean, the one I went to was
so
like the same
is
one
it like a
school.
Chatty experience?
It's chatty. Yeah.
I'm not looking for that.
I know.
I don't want my.
They bring me lots of tea, I want. Any beverage.
Yeah,
I have
five
beverages.
I don't want my haircut person to be my therapist. That's not what I'm looking for.
Do you
for.
Want a beverage while you're there?
No. Just in and out. That's what I'm looking for. In and out.
I get that. I mean,
in, cut
guy,
the
though.
Hair, out.
Like when I get my hair done, it's like a 2 or 3 hour
yeah,
experience.
Yeah, I know. That's how it is. That's how it is. All right. So anyway, that's. Morales says most of our audience is packing.
That's fine. You're allowed to.
Yeah. No, totally. Yeah, I got another guess.
Not my thing
another,
either.
Not my thing. All right. So Lakers, that was the game of the year. That was the game of the year for the Lakers. They come from 27 points down.
Yeah.
Teams this year have been 138-0 when they fall. When they take a 27-point lead, and the Lakers just came storming back in this game, and I thought – Jared Vanderbilt is like the real deal, man. That guy can play. They went on a run
yep.
in the third quarter where Vanderbilt had a couple of steals, was in on every single play, defending Luke. I mean, just fantastic. What a great acquisition he's been.
He really turned the game.
Yes.
I thought him on Luka Doncic was what turned that game. And the Mavericks, they are not great inside. And the Lakers, I think they had 62 points in the paint.
Yeah.
Is that right? The right number? I think off the top of my head.
Yeah.
They just dominated inside. And it's a great example of when you have a game plan, no matter how far behind you fall. Like, they started off the game where the Mavericks were hitting everything.
Everything, and the Lakers started out like 0 for 16
and
3 or whatever.
Yeah, and 3 or something. And you just keep going. And you say, okay, go away from the 3. Just pound the ball inside. The Mavericks don't have great interior defense. You
yep.
have Anthony freaking Davis, okay? Go to him. Go to LeBron. And now... Mace, like, they got a squad.
They really do.
They got a squad. Like, Beasley has won them a game now. Vanderbilt has won them a game now. D'Lo has won them a game now. These additions, they've each won a game for them in their own right. Even though I know it's, you don't want to say, oh, where was that all season? And why did it
well,
take
no,
so
they,
long?
Well, no, they weren't there all
the
season.
The deal wasn't
they
there.
They just got there, yeah.
The deal was not there until that point.
Yeah.
And the only question now is there enough time to... get back into this.
Yes.
Because nobody wants to see this Laker team in the first round.
No. Absolutely not the way they're playing. They've won 4 out of 5. They've won 3 in a row. Jorge's giving me crap on the text yesterday saying,
oh, yeah, you're going to jump back on the ship. The Lakers are looking great.
Okay.
I believe now they're going to make
it. Jorge, I'm going to give you some nuance here.
You just made the list.
Some nuance, okay? I said this is a team that I wouldn't want to play in the postseason. I thought it was too
tape.
Little.
I'll pull the
too
tape. That's fake.
Pull the tape.
I'll pull the tape.
No. You and I said this should be the team here. Next year.
Yeah, well.
I think this should be the team next year. I think Vanderbilt should come back.
What about this year?
I don't know if it's. I don't know if they got started in time. I don't know.
So they're still not
going to
make the playoffs.
Possibly no.
Oh no, not possibly.
Yeah,
yes or no?
Just say
they're
no.
Going to make
yes
it or they're not.
I still think schedule wise, probably not.
I think they're going to make it.
I think Stephen game, A. I saw today says they're going to get the 6th seed.
They might.
It's possible.
Look at the teams in front of them. Hey, guess what? The Lakers are not in 13th place anymore.
Yeah, we've moved up to 11th.
That's
good.
That's
one 12th actually.
Oh, 12th. We're Lakers are a game out of the 10 and 2.5 out of the 6.
So I want to figure out like will. If they can beat Oklahoma City, I think they can beat Oklahoma City without LeBron even.
Should.
I don't think they need him to beat Oklahoma City now. I think Vanderbilt's really going to – Vanderbilt's like one of these – like when you have a guy like this who can defend – who's big and long and can defend the wing like that, it is just – it's such an X factor. That's why – like you didn't hear about Mikal Bridges as this like the centerpiece to that Kevin Durant trade. Mikal Bridges is a really nice young player, but he just happens to be that position that everybody in the NBA is looking for right now. Like remember the Blind Side?
Yes.
The left tackle?
Sure.
Like the 3-and-D wing is the new left tackle.
Right.
Like that's the one position that every championship team has to have. Somebody great like that on the perimeter.
And I thought, by the way, yesterday, one of the keys to the – I mean, it was really – they grinded on defense.
Yep.
They just grinded on defense that entire game. And they clawed their way back into it when they were clearly out. Okay, ask me the question again. Do I think the Lakers are going to make the playoffs?
Do you think the Lakers are going to make the playoffs, Steve Mason?
Possibly.
You can't say possibly. That's not what sports radio is.
Somebody,
yes or no.
Somebody on YouTube says, get back on the boat, TT.
Okay, let's play a fun game. We were playing this on the show today. Lakers, let's say they get in the play-in tournament.
Yep.
And they win their way to the 8th seed.
Yeah.
All right? First round matchup against the Nuggets. Who are you taking?
They've already beaten Denver twice without this group.
Okay. Let's say they get in as the 7th seed. First round matchup against Memphis. Who are you taking?
That one, I think I like Memphis.
I think I do too. But we're about
to find
out.
And they've got 2 games with Memphis coming up.
And let's see. Okay. Let's say they win that first round matchup against the Nuggets.
Yeah.
Which puts them in a 4-5 matchup against either Phoenix right now or the Clippers. 7-game series, Lakers, Phoenix. Who are you taking?
Phoenix.
I don't know. Do you remember a couple years ago when AD was healthy and the DeAndre Ayton is inside? I mean.
Well, you said the big. Right. How about this? They get the 6th seed and they play Sacramento in the first round? Lights out. They're advancing.
Dallas is the 6th seed. They just beat
Dallas. Oh, Dallas is the 6th.
Right now, Dallas is the 6th seed.
Right. And they got another game with Dallas coming. I mean, every one of these games is going to be unbelievably important. The question is, can they claw their way back into it? And the actual answer is possibly.
Don't say possibly.
Possibly!
Just say yes.
No!
Or no.
Red pill, blue pill.
Stick to it.
Red pill they're in, blue pill they're not.
Right.
Red pill, blue pill. Go.
Possibly.
Purple pill.
Yes or no?
Blue and yellow purple pills?
I think they're getting in.
There you go.
I was wrong last week.
Oh, so I keep changing the
exactly.
one just
this
in this
exactly
segment alone.
What I
possibly.
Wanted you to say.
Possibly.
No. Possibly. No, I
yes, they're
going
to make
week.
It in.
Wait, say,
yes,
yeah.
they're going to make it in.
Yeah, but what
the
if LeBron's ankle's
played
really
yesterday,
bad?
When,
there he goes.
Look,
I can turn him around again.
No, here's the thing.
I know.
DC's back on the ship.
The foot injury is going to be really critical. Now, we don't have any information on the foot injury. It was weird because you could hear him say something popped, which was a little bit. For a second there, I was like, oh, man, something popped. You could hear LeBron say it. But we have no additional reporting except,
no, I tried.
Except that last night Trudell said, Darvin Ham said, it's good.
And LeBron said, it's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I don't know. You always feel the worst after the afterwards. Like, you know, he played through it because when you have a bad sprained ankle, like, you just, as soon as you warm down, as soon as you cool off, that's when the swelling comes in. So you just play through it and then hope for the best. So he played through it. They won the game. It was worth it. But let's see how he feels today. They're still in Dallas, by the way. They haven't flown even yet.
No, no.
Why haven't they flown yet? It's 1:30.
I don't know.
Now's the time that they would be flying, right?
I guess so, but you know.
Yeah, not flying yet. You're texting people that are on the flight?
I was trying to get you an update.
Oh, okay. Let me just say right off the bat, I get the advisory every single time we go on the air. I will not pound the table. I am going to stop pounding the table because if you're on YouTube, apparently it shakes everything up. It looks like we're having an earthquake. So I will not pound the table today.
I think you should.
Except for that one last time.
I think you should make the whole thing shake. Just make them feel like they're in an earthquake.
No, 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 because we want people to watch on YouTube. It's a cool way to watch a show. You can go to ESPN LA or go to YouTube/ESPN LA and you can get the show on YouTube. Momo looks great today. Coming up next for you, I want to talk about Jorge and Bergman, who went to the Rams Combine Day at SoFi Stadium on Saturday. And one of these athletes was clearly dominant. You'll find out next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
That's right, I'm going hat-free today. I may stay hat-free.
You should. The hat, I don't have so much of a problem with. It was always just the sweatpants. Going jeans every day, absolutely.
Yeah.
Great.
I'm done with sweatpants.
Are you?
Cleaning up my act.
Did you go? Have you lost all 15 pounds?
No, not quite there yet.
I mean, you lose like a pound a day.
You go to my mom's house, there's like Trader Joe's dessert things every single... You open any cupboard and there's M&Ms or there's chips or there's... I don't know how... It's like booby trapped.
That's what moms should do.
I had a rough weekend in terms of eat. I didn't eat well this weekend. A lot of sweets and stuff because I was at mom's house.
But you knew that. You knew that going in that you were going to be having a bunch of sweets.
Correct, correct. Yeah, yeah. They've got food in every single drawer. So you guys went to the Rams Combine Day, which I think was for season ticket holders Saturday at SoFi Stadium, right?
Yes, Rams House Combine.
Okay, so give me, sort of lay it out here. What did it look like? What was it like?
So it was really cool. So Jorge and I went, and they had a whole bunch of things. They had 7 different events. One was just a picture op where it was like a bench press where you just take a picture.
Okay.
We didn't do that one. But they had long jump, high jump, so vertical jump, horizontal jump.
Right. Field goal kick.
Field goal kick.
Quarterback challenge.
Quarterback toss. You were able to catch a touchdown pass from Kevin Demoff.
Oh,
which was
nice.
Cool.
Yeah.
There was what else?
Demoff's got an arm on him.
And we ran the 40.
Yeah? And we ran the 40, right. And you also got to run out of the...
Oh, what was your 40?
We'll get there in a second. We ran out of the tunnel. The tunnel with all the, you know, the smoke going and everything.
Oh,
that
nice.
Was cool.
Yeah, those are cool.
We saw the locker room, the training room. It was cool.
Yeah, and then we went home, and that was it. Okay, we're done.
All right, so there was some competition between Bergman and Jorge.
So we put mythical money on this.
Nice.
$2,000 per event.
Okay.
And then another $10,000 to whoever's the...
Whoever won overall.
Yeah. Okay.
I lost $20,000.
He beat you in 10 events?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
No. He beat me in 5 events. We tied 1, and then he got the $10,000 afterwards, so I lost $20,000.
That's right.
Wow.
He beat me in everything. Okay, listen. Here's the thing.
Sneaky good athlete.
Here's the thing.
He is.
Jorge ran faster than me. He jumped further than me. He jumped higher than me.
Yep.
His field goal kick went in. Mine went wide left. But it was a good kick.
It was a good catch by Demoff. Thank you for the great pass.
Yeah, I dropped Demoff's pass.
You dropped Demoff's pass.
I did. I tried to actually do like a full dive. I wanted to like make it spicy.
Boy, that's what I would have done.
It didn't work.
That is absolutely what you would have done.
Absolutely what
also,
I would have done.
We got the chance to talk to Jackie Slater. And we asked him, what do you think is going to win?
Yeah.
And he picked Bergman on the 40.
Yeah. Oh.
We talked to Brandon Powell and Van Jefferson.
What was your 40?
My 40 was 5'5".
Okay.
That's actually
that's respectable.
Not the worst time in the world.
Mine was 5'8".
Yeah. That's respectable as well.
That's also respectable.
Under, hey, look, we were both under six. Yes. I'm totally fine that Riley was with us.
Yeah.
And my daughter Riley, and she ran,
she had a blast.
She had a blast. She ran like a 6'8".
Yeah.
So she was right there.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what was your vertical jump?
31 inches. And
mine was 33.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to dunk anytime soon.
No. No. Absolutely not.
Oh, that's cool that you guys did that.
Yeah, I like that.
Awesome. I'm sorry I missed that.
It was a ton of fun. There's on, if you go to ESPN LA or ESPN Los Angeles on Twitter right now, there is a video of us where we talked to Van Jefferson and Jackie Slater. We talked to Ernest Jones. We talked to and Brandon Powell.
Yeah. Jorge, we played pickleball. When was last week?
Yeah.
Week
before. Yeah.
Jorge immediately just like switches. He doesn't go backhand. He just switches hands.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which is really impressive. And I don't think he planned it. I think it was just instinct. Yeah.
Okay, I have a question about handedness. Does anybody know stuff about this? About like which hand you are?
No.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't know how that works.
I heard a lot of presidents are left-handed.
Left-handed, yeah. So I'm pretty sure like 100% Daniel is left-footed.
Okay.
My oldest. Because he started kicking a soccer ball when he was 15 months old, like would run up to it and just boot it with his left foot. And that, like, I didn't teach him that. He just ran up to it and booted it. Okay. And I was like, I was thrilled. I was like, oh, my son's an athlete. Yes. All right. But then handedness, he switches. It goes back and forth. Now, his dad is left-handed.
Oh, I'd push him to be,
kicks with
you
his
want
left
him
foot.
To be left-handed, I think, right?
But, yeah. Because, I mean, like, as a pitcher.
But I think it messes with a kid's head if you make him go left-handed when he's really right-handed.
Right. And, like, you know, have you ever seen LeBron does everything left-handed except for he shoots right-handed? Do you know that?
No,
LeBron is actually left-handed but shoots right-handed.
Interesting.
And then have you ever watched I only watched this because I watched the Clippers game the last two games. Have you seen Mason Plumlee shoot free throws?
No, what's he
doing? The new center for the Clippers.
Yeah, yeah,
it
came from Charlotte.
He used to shoot right-handed. And, like, two or three years ago, he just decided to switch. So now he shoots free throws left-handed. Wow. It's the most awkward-looking
even
free
though
throw.
He shoots right-handed,
correct.
He shoots free throws left-handed.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Somebody tweet me about this. Can you be left-footed but right-handed if you're kind of like switching back and forth? Should I push him one way or the other? Should I just let him like figure it out?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that. I don't know the answer, but it's a good, interesting question.
Yeah, somebody on Twitter knows.
If he's already left, if he's using his left foot, let him keep using that.
Oh, I'm definitely letting, I can't talk him out of it.
Right.
Good.
I mean, he's going to use his left foot. Like, natural.
Make him ambidextrous, but have him be his dominant foot be left because it's different than a lot of people.
Yeah.
So he's gonna play better that way. Absolutely keep him that way.
Hey, Messi's left footed, so he's on a good path.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to circle back to the Lakers. Again, this is my hot take of the day.
Yeah.
Will the Lakers make the playoffs? Possibly.
Steve, you came in hot on a Monday like that.
Yes, possibly.
You had two extra days off to think about that one.
Yeah. I'm hedging my bets.
But why?
Because LeBron turned his ankle.
Because
that's why.
Injury is going to be the dominant thing. If Anthony Davis plays like he did yesterday, if LeBron's foot is okay and he's able to play tomorrow and Wednesday in OKC, I think those are extremely – Memphis is going to be a tough game. They got to beat OKC.
Come to Mason, Ireland, where they hedge their bets.
Yeah, bets officially hedged.
Come to Mason, Ireland, for wish-washy opinions.
Now, if you ask me...
If you think of Steve Mason, you think of...
Flip-flops!
Maybe. Okay, flip-flop. I'm gonna flip-flop. I'm not going to go possibly. I'm going to go, they are going to make the playoffs.
There you go.
Change my mind.
There you go, thank you.
We
knew it.
Saw them play. Saw what they did yesterday. And by the way, I think when you come from 27 down and win a game, I think there's momentum that goes along with that. It's like that team is thinking, you know what, we're never out of this thing. We got way down and we found a way to claw our way back, particularly defensively. We see what we've got in Jared Vanderbilt or Vando, as he's being called on Lakers Twitter. Yeah. Are we going with Vando?
He's also very fashionable, by the way. Do we think
this is? I saw a bucket hat with fishing lures on him.
Yeah, and like oversized neon-ish clothing.
With the sleeves pulled off. Yeah, I mean, he's got a look.
He's going for some stuff.
I like it.
I don't know what it is, but he's going for it.
Yeah, I mean, the team I saw yesterday is a playoff team.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
And I think, and I've said this last week, I think this is a group that you can see moving forward. What Pelinka said all along at the trade deadline was that he was going to look for players that not only help now, but help beyond this season. And you can see how Jared Vanderbilt is going to be a fit on this team. By the way, he's a restricted free agent. They will have to pay, Jared Vanderbilt.
I think the big question, and this will be a topic of conversation all summer, all spring, however long this is going to go, is the way they have set this up, and it's very strategic in the way Rob Pelinka did this. And I think you have to give them a lot of credit in the way they set this up.
Yep.
They have a lot of, and this is a fun word in the business, they have a lot of optionality. You can re-sign these guys to the type of contracts you can then use that are assets, right? You could package the players they just acquired. You could re-sign them to contracts. You give up your cap space, but then you could package them for a star. Let's say, I don't know, Damian Lillard gets frustrated in Portland. Damian, who went for 71 points.
71.
Against the Rockets. Okay? Yeah. But like, he might still get frustrated.
71 and 71.
Okay. Maybe there's another star. Joel Embiid, he gets frustrated in Philly. Maybe there's a star.
Oh, yeah. This is the way the league works now. I'm a little frustrated. Trade me. Mm-hmm. That's the way the NBA works.
Yeah, it seems to be.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant says it's good for the game. So, you know, hashtag content.
Yeah, sure. We like that part
of it. Or Kyrie Irving's a free agent. Kyrie Irving's a free agent. Do you do a sign-in trade with D'Angelo Russell and Kyrie Irving? Do you do that? I mean, there's a lot of options now that they have set themselves up for, because what was the biggest problem after the Russell Westbrook trade? They just gave up all of their chips.
Yep.
They gave up all of their ways of improving the team. The only players people kind of maybe sort of wanted were like Austin Reeves, right? Like,
right.
And that's not something that's going to get you anyone. That's just somebody that another team would trade for. But
nice rotation player.
Yeah, nice rotation player. But they weren't getting anybody. That's why those picks were so important.
So you're saying these are also assets to make moves during the offseason. Now, Vanderbilt is a restricted free agent.
Yeah, he's like 4.7 on the cap. It's not a lot.
Achimura, I think, is, they've got a team option.
Right.
D'Angelo is a free agent.
Yeah.
And they've got and Malik Beasley has a $16 million option. So those are kind of the
team option too.
It is a team option. So those four players are the ones that we're looking at.
Those are very attractive contracts.
Right. But they're also really good players for us moving forward.
So you can keep them. You could re-sign them. Even if you do re-sign them, if you do them to sort of team-friendly deals or like flexible deals, like those are players that other teams would want, like if another star becomes available. But I think what they actually did is they built a team rather than a collection of three stars that sort of don't fit together.
Right.
They actually filled out the team. They filled out the roster. It's a lot more like the 2020 team that won a championship, because you could make an argument. It's not so much that they traded for Russell Westbrook and it was hard to integrate him. It's that they traded away KCP and Kuzma and all those.
And lost Caruso.
Yeah,
and
lost
all those,
Caruso.
Yeah.
Like, it's the rest of the squad. Like, you can have two stars, but you got to have a rest of the squad around them.
And I think they've got that core now. I think they've got a really good group around LeBron and AD. And again, if AD plays like he did yesterday, they are going to be a really scary team to face in the postseason.
Darvin calls him Wilt Davis, like Wilt Chamberlain.
Yep.
Davis. I heard him talking about it, and I was like, that's a really nice statement. But like, are we going to go with that?
He's not there yet.
No. I think you got to win.
Yeah.
But then Wilt didn't win.
True.
Right? So I don't know. I was thinking about that, right?
I don't know. Wilt was that like averaging 50 and 30
or
something?
I know. He had 100
points in
the game.
It's like just insane numbers.
Yeah.
So, but I think AD stays healthy. LeBron, hopefully the foot isn't an issue, and LeBron's able to play out the year. It's now the most important 21 games of LeBron James' career.
Is it 21?
21 left.
We got some breaking news.
So I'm not sure exactly what's happening, but Gavin Lux is down right now, and it looks like he's holding his ankle in the spring training game against San Diego. He does not look happy.
Crying, actually.
It looks like he's at second base.
No.
And he's down right now. Not sure what's going on exactly with him, but they're bringing out the cart to get him. He has not gotten up.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, no. He's getting up right now, but he's getting up to be put onto the Padres cart.
Ooh. Oh.
And oh, he's wobbling. Oh wow, no, he does not look good. He
this
can't
is
even
Greg's
make it
play
to
by play.
He yeah. can't even make it to the cart. I mean, he's literally God. Being held by two guys.
Eesh. There you go.
Stumbling, like he does not look good.
All right, so
all. That's a rough loss if something is going on. Hopefully, he's okay.
We'll follow for more information. Gavin Lux, incredibly important to the Dodgers in 2023, everyday shortstop, carted off the field at spring training. Coming up next, we're going to spin the wheel of questions. Momo, it's your question today.
Yeah, I got a couple options. You're going to have to tell me.
No, you got to spin the wheel and see what comes
all
up.
Right,
you know,
okay.
It's not a A or B, choose an option.
Yeah, that's true.
Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. It is Momo's wheel today. Momo, what popped up?
Okay, so this was inspired by my power outage at my house.
Okay.
All right. The power goes out at your house.
Yes.
It's going to be a while before it comes back on.
Mm-hmm.
What is your biggest priority? Comfort, get out of the situation, getting things fixed. What's your biggest priority? What's the biggest thing that you have to like fix and try to get back online to get back to your life?
No Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Is a huge issue to not have Wi-Fi. Now, I could probably do like turn your phone into a Wi-Fi.
Yeah, for a while. You could do
for
that.
For a while, that would work.
But it wouldn't work enough for streaming.
Your phone's going to run out of juice, too.
Yeah, and I don't think that's a high enough speed for streaming.
Your computer's going to run out of juice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that the technology is the biggest thing. It's like, how do I stay online to do my job and no TV is brutal.
Right.
Yeah, no TV is
like
brutal.
Last night before the power came back on, I was looking at going, I was like, it's 7:30. What am I going to do the rest of the night sitting in darkness?
Yeah, yeah.
Read a book by lantern?
By lantern, yes. Bergman, what do you think?
I think it's the lights. I mean, it's just finding a way to have some kind of candles or anything going so you can actually see. When you're walking around, right?
Jorge?
Do you guys know crayons burn for 30 minutes? If you need
no,
that's true,
right?
What?
They're crayons.
You can light a crayon?
Yeah, and then if you don't have candles, you can light up crayons, and then they light up for 30 minutes.
Is that
because,
real?
Like, we also could not cook.
Yeah, cooking is out.
Cooking's
your
out.
Stuff in your refrigerator is going to go bad.
Yeah, everything.
Stuff like that.
Like, what is the thing, or do you just, like, say, whatever, just go to a hotel?
Well, that's probably the right answer. Or in your case, go to your mom's house.
Yeah, I should have just gone to my mom's house.
Yeah, go to your mom's house is probably the easiest answer.
Yeah.
Instead of doing all your Tesla wall and all that business you got going
on. Or I could have just done straight up Aaron Rodgers darkness retreat.
Yeah, why not?
That's true.
I mean, that was kind of what it was. I have pictures of me and the baby playing in the dark. We're like, it's just going to be dark.
Light a crayon.
Light a crayon.
Open up a good book. That kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, what's your move? That's a good question.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Find some technology would be my key.
Or just go to a hotel.
Yeah, go to a hotel. It's the easiest thing. All right, there is your
wasn't so bad.
Wheel of questions. No, it wasn't too bad.
I had another much more complicated one, but it didn't land on that.
Okay. Hey, this is the update. Gavin Lux at spring training, not putting any weight on his right leg, had to be helped onto the cart. The injury happened near third base after hitting the base awkwardly as the third baseman turned to double play. He's not standing up, and the cart helped him off the field. Do you have anything else? You're watching
the game. So we actually saw it. Momo, you saw it too. He was running from second to third, and while he was running from second, something happened. Nobody touched him, nothing. It was all on his own. His ankle and his knee bent weirdly, and then he fell to the ground, and that was it. And so it looks
like the classic non-contact injury.
Correct. So it looks like, I mean, you can't speculate anything, but it doesn't look good. He was in a lot of pain.
So
hopefully he's fine. Ugh.
Let's
not speculate on this.
I don't want to speculate, but let's talk about Dodgers' depth at shortstop because it sounds like it could be an issue. They traded for Miguel Rojas, who's a nice option for shortstop. Chris Taylor can play shortstop. That's really kind of it.
What about on the farm? Is there anybody down there who's ready to come up?
There's plenty of guys.
What about Vargas?
Vargas
is probably going to be your second baseman. I don't know if he plays short.
I mean, you have Miguel Rojas who can play. You have
what about Muncy? Where's
Rojas,
Muncy playing?
Muncy's playing third. He can play second, so you could possibly move some guys around. They have Michael Bush as a second baseman in the minors that could possibly
see. This
come
is
up.
What's scary about this for me at least is that if you watched any of the spring training games, defense, now without the shift, defense is going to be at a premium. You've got to be able to play defense. Lux was your best potential defender at shortstop. Now, Rojas is probably your best option.
Yeah. What's interesting about the Dodgers situation right now is they actually look a lot like a team like the Cardinals, a team like the Braves, where when they start the season, there's a lot of questions and you're just waiting for some kids who have been groomed through the system to come up and play their way onto the field.
Right.
And that's not a bad thing. Like, Cardinals are usually really good. Remember Nolan Gorman last year, right? There was like all these young players that if you feel like you have a strong farm system and you've got, let's say there's five guys that they want to take a look at in that position, like, you just give all five of them a chance and whoever does well, does well.
So you can move things around because Mookie Betts is going to play some second base.
Yeah, I think that's a waste, by the way, to play Mookie at second base.
You have more outfielders than you do infielders, so if you put him at second base, then you can move guys around like Vargas and Rojas and all those things can kind of move.
Rojas, shortstop, third base, second base, left field. Rojas is kind of your super utility guy, but he may be forced into a starting role. He would be their best option defensively. He's played a lot of shortstop in his career.
Right.
So he's probably your best option at shortstop, and we'll see a lot of... By the way, I would argue that Lux aside, we're going to see a lot of Miguel Rojas, who's actually a really solid... Had an off year last year for Miami, but actually has had some good years down there, too. So we'll keep an eye on that, keep track. Meanwhile, the Padres...
Oh.
Wow. The Padres are about to agree, or I guess it's been agreed to, a huge extension with Manny Machado. So the deal is 11 years, $350 million.
How old is he?
Well, this contract will take him into his 40s, Bergman. Oh.
Yeah, it's going to be 41 when it's all
done. So it'll be
done.
He's 30 right now then.
Yes.
Yeah, he's 30 right now. But it will take him into his 40s. Good year last year, gold glove third baseman, definitely the heart and soul and leader of that particular team. They added Xander Bogaerts, 11 years, 280. That contract takes him into his 40s. Fernando Tatis, 14 years, 340. Yu Darvish, 6 years, 108. Joe Musgrove, 5 years, 100. They still got to sign Juan Soto at some point if they think they're going to keep him. This is wired for this team to be really good for 3 years.
Yeah.
And then they start getting into dead money. And there was an article last week in the Times with Peter Seidler who's talking about, you know, he wants to compete with the Dodgers doing
whatever
it takes.
That's the owner of the Padres.
Yeah, the owner of the Padres. Really wants to compete with the Dodgers. Yeah. Tired of chasing them. Tired of looking up at the Dodgers in the standings. I think this Padres team is going to be very, very good. But I want to point out that they right now have committed $1.2 billion. Ooh. To five players. $1.2 billion to five players. And if they add Juan Soto, if they're able to sign an extension with him, which is probably going to be $350 to $400 million, all of a sudden, you've got $1.6 billion tied up into six players. Now, I love their roster. I think this is going to be a dogfight down to the finish with the Dodgers. The Lux thing, we'll see how that plays out, but the Dodgers are relying on a lot of young guys to come through, whether it's Miguel Vargas or it's James Outman or it's Dustin May, who I don't think is the sure thing that Bergman thinks he is. I think the Padres, and I know Vegas has the Dodgers favorites to win the division. I know that the Pecota projections have the Dodgers, I think, winning 97 games.
Good.
The Padres win in 93. Right now, I think the Padres should be the favorites to win the West.
Yeah, they should be. They've made the biggest moves and the biggest splashes, and they have the biggest names now. I mean, but I think the thing with the Dodgers is, they still have Freddie Freeman and Mookie Betts and Clayton. I mean, they still have some big money guys on this team.
Yeah,
this is not just like a scrappy little team filled with minor leaguers.
But there are question marks with the Dodgers.
Yeah, there's question marks, and in years past there have been fewer question marks. But this is where you rely on your farm system that is one of the best in baseball. It has been since they've taken over.
Yes,
and,
for sure.
And I think that this is, it's probably, I know they're thinking on this because I've talked to people with the Dodgers about kind of what their big picture thoughts were
right.
on shaping this roster. I think sometimes a group, they had had that group together for a long time.
Yes.
The group that lost in the first round last year to the Padres.
I recall.
They'd had that group together for a long time. They all had a lot of cracks at it. And they won one title.
Yep.
That was good. And there was a sort of, I don't know if you would use the word complacency, but for whatever reason, that group had not had the same edge as it did in the past. I think they just thought new blood would be good to shake things up, do things differently.
Mm.
And also saving their money for Otani.
Okay. I want to talk about the Dodgers coming up next. We'll also get back to the Lakers, who had the signature win of the year last night or yesterday afternoon in Dallas. We'll get to that as well. And yeah, on the Dodgers, I think they have made a mistake. I think they've made a mistake. We'll get to that coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.